At the second time of asking, Iceland still hasn't warmed to the idea of paying back the £2.3 billion it owes the UK since the collapse of the internet bank iSave. In the second referendum on a compensation deal, 60% of people voted no to paying for a private bank's losses, and they'd have paid with interest for the next 30 years. The finance minister said there's no point asking them again.
I think it's very hard to interpret this in any other way than the fact that the Icelandic people is not prepared to accept payments or shoulder burden unless there is a clear legal obligation to do so.
The debt dates back to 2008 when iSave went to the wall and cash belonging to UK and Dutch savers went with it. Like the Netherlands, the UK government reimbursed people. Now it wants Iceland to pay it back. Negotiating hasn't worked. Today the government said it will see Iceland in court.
It is obviously disappointing that it seems that the people of Iceland have rejected what was a negotiated settlement. And of course we respect the will of the Icelandic people in this matter, and we're going to have to now go and talk to the international partners with whom we work, not least the government of the Netherlands. It now looks like this process...
Because they want their money as well,
of course they do.
Yeah.
And now it now looks like this process will end up in the courts. There's a legal process going on.
The government says it's got an obligation to chase Iceland for the $2.3 billion because we're in a difficult position too and could really use the cash.